What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this fifth day of June 2024. And tonight, our producer is Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And this is Wendy Wednesday. We have that herbalist extraordinaire, Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing okay tonight. And how are you, young lady?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Boy, we have a lot to talk about tonight. We really do. And so it's just you and I in style tonight, huh? Yeah. I thought I sent the other guys home. I said, I want Wendy all for myself. Anyhow, the title of the message was The Green Tree and the Dry. And where do you think that came from?
I'm going to say scripture.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that the flag that's got a green pine tree on it on a white background and it says the appeal to heaven?
No, I haven't seen a flag like that.
Well, it's been, you know, we've been flown in churches for years. In fact, it goes all the way back to one George Washington. You've heard of him, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, but do you know where he got it? It went way back before him, all the way back to Luke chapter 23. And here, well, I'll just read it to you. And more followed him a great company of people and of women, which were also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And so the Lord Jesus was talking to the people of Israel, and he was saying, look, under Roman persecution, if they will do this to me, a man that's full of life, I've come to bring life and more abundantly. If they will do this to me, a man that is completely innocent, what are they going to do to a nation of people that are sinful, a sinful nation, and people that are filled with trouble? And that's what that was the point that it was making. And so here, when I was thinking about that, it was just recently that Judge Alito's wife had flown that flag, the Appeal to Heaven flag, and they were, and also she had flown the American flag, the Stars and Stripes, upside down, you know. And so here, of course, the women on The View, Joyless Blowhart, what made the statement that Donald Trump started that, that his cult followings are the ones that fly the flag upside down. And of course, for years, it's always been a sign of distress. But anyhow, here, when I was with Donald Trump, had made the statement, if they will do this to me, here, the former president, actually the legitimate president of the United States, if they'll do this to me, what they did in that corrupt, I mean, Judge Juan Merchan, you talk about a corrupt court. The only real criminals in there were him and Bragg. They were the real lawless criminals, without a doubt. And he made the point, if they'll do this to me, what will they do to the rest of the people out there? And so here, when I want to think about what they did, and I think about that, there's nothing new under the sun. And there was, now behind all of this, making her rounds, going around, was Hillary Clinton and Jim Comey. They'd be going to everywhere, making their rounds, saying, we got to stop Trump. If Trump gets elected, we're all going to hang. Hillary's out there saying, we are all going to hang. In other words, look, Trump has the goods on us. And right now, we don't have a legitimate Justice Department. We have a criminal in there. I mean, we have a guy that's as crooked as the rest of us, Merrick Garland. But if Trump gets in and we get a legitimate, attorney general, we're going to hang because, you know, we're all guilty of treason out here. And so here it reminded me so much of 1 Kings 21. And that's where we'll pick it up tonight in verse 5. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad and why is thou bread? Now, boy, the personalities that you see of Bill and Hillary and what you can get from the personalities and the attributes of Ahab and Jezebel, they're alike. What can I say? And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and he said unto me, give me the vineyard for money, or else if I please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And I answered, and I will not give thee the vineyard. Well, we know that Naboth couldn't sell that land if he wanted to. God had made it very clear. He had to keep it within the family. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, dost thou not govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry, and I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Now, Jezebel and Hillary are identical personalities. I mean, let me ask you this. Jezebel had a long line of dead people that she had murdered. Who else do you know? There's a whole long line of people that are...
We've heard that the Clintons had, you know, some very...
100. It's the latest count.
Actions, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Trump's aware of all of this stuff. How long Hillary's been getting away with murder. She's been getting away with murder. Now, so he wrote in Ahab's name. So she wrote in Ahab's name and sealed them with a seal and sent them letters unto the elders and to the nobles and were in the city dwelling with Naboth. She wrote in the letter saying, "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people," and set two men, sons of Belial. Do you know who the sons of Belial were?
I think you said they were Sodomites?
Yep, they were Sodomites. Mm-hmm. To bear before him, to bear witness against him, saying, "Thou didst blaspheme God and the king," and then carry him out and stone him that he die. Now, here you have Anthony Blinken. You know who Anthony Blinken is?
I've heard the name, but I can't remember what he is.
Well, he is one of Biden's staff, the one that went out there and convinced 51 former, he wrote the letter like Hillary did, or like Jezebel, to 51 former intelligence agents and said, "Look, I'm going to ask you to do what you do the best, lie. I want you to lie. I want you to bear false witness against President Trump." And they quickly bore false witness against President Trump. I mean, again, the entire Biden regime is completely corrupt. It's just totally corrupted. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants of the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written to the letters which she had sent unto them, and proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And they came, the two men, the children of Belial, and set before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, "Naboth did blaspheme God and the king." Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones, that he died. Well, you have these corrupt Democrats who are trying to pull President Trump's Secret Service protection away from him. They want to murder him. Hillary was in that business. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, "Naboth is stoned and is dead." And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, just like when Hillary heard that Gaddafi was murdered and was dead, and she cackled. And Jezebel said to Ahab, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead." And it came to pass that when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession. Well, we both know that God is not mocked, is he?
No.
And we know that things didn't end well for Ahab and Jezebel, either one, did they?
No.
And so, here, I mean, are you seeing how, like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun?
Yep.
Today, you know, the lawfare is nothing new. It just goes by a different name now. I want to go now over to 1 Timothy chapter 1. In the 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Here's what we read. Desiring to be, well, now let me go back to verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and faith unfeigned, from which some have swerved, having turned aside with vain jangling. You know what vain jangling is, don't you?
Kind of. I guess, you know, just bad talking, I would say.
Yeah, it's what you hear on The View.
Yeah,
all right. And so here, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor wherefore they affirm. Boy, have we seen that in these courtrooms, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just unbelievable. But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully. knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers. Now just think about all of these things today and think about our society that we have out there today. You know, abortionists are, you know, killing people. You know, murderers, we have fathers and mothers. Just think of what you see every day in the streets. You can't walk the streets of New York or Chicago or Philadelphia. They're filled with murderers. In fact, you can pretty much, in Chicago especially, it's kind of open season. You can, you know, pretty much shoot and kill people and get away with it.
Wow.
And so here he goes on to say, profane for murderers, fathers, and for manslayers, and for whoremongers. Do you know what a whoremonger is, don't you?
People sell themselves to do whatever.
No, whoremongers, a pimp. That's the name for pimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pimp the whores. For them that defile themselves with mankind, do you know who those that defile themselves with mankind are, right?
Sodomites?
Yep, they're sodomites. For men stealers, do you know what men, who men stealers are?
Right.
Human traffickers, boy, it's really, it's, you know, it's really bad here in Ohio, too. For liars, there you go. That's the mainstream media. That is, you know, that is all those on the left. I mean, all of those on the left. Remember what Karl Marx said and Lenin. You know, say one thing, do another. Go this way, go that way. In other words, to us, lying is wrong. It's repulsive. To them, lying is they believe, a weapon that can be used against the opposition. Because to us, lying is repulsive. But it comes back on them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For perjured persons, boy, have we seen people perjuring themselves here. I've watched Chris Ray. Now, today he didn't do too bad, but in the past I've watched him and Merrick Garland and Mariakas lie under oath and lie under oath and lie under oath and lie under oath. And if there be any other that is contrary to the sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Now, here, at one time, all of the laws that we have in this country were delivered from God's Word, the Bible. Remember, all the universities, Harvard, and all of these early universities were, they taught the Bible. They taught the God's Word, the Bible. The law schools were from the Bible. Today, they have, in their law schools, they have statutory law, they have case law, but they don't have biblical law and they don't have constitutional law. They're not even taught not only are they not taught the Bible, they're not taught the Constitution either today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not real law at all. And so again, we've seen just how corrupt the judicial system is. You know, when you have virtually every law professor, every credible law professor in the country saying that this entire thing in Merchant's courtroom, you know, this kangaroo court, this corrupt court, this guy, if the Republicans don't call him in, Merchant, and if they don't put him under and indict that guy, well, I'll tell you, then they're worthless if they don't. He is as corrupt gets. Him and the whole family. His daughter has been making over $100 million raised off Trump's trial.
Wow,
that's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, and when you look at this, what we're talking about, and you know, Trump was even talking about it today. Hillary, look what she did. What was it, 200 and something? No, I don't know how many thousand emails she erased. She smashed her hard drives with a hammer, smashed phones. up acid baths. I mean, this woman is completely corrupt. And Comey said, well, yeah, she violated the law. She violated the law, but I don't think she did anything so she should be prosecuted. I always thought that they were supposed to prosecute those that violated the law, didn't you?
You would think.
And yeah.
But I've heard law professors say that what students are being taught now in law schools is not about, you know, the law as far as, you know, procedure and statutory law and this and that. They're taught feelings to go with, you know, the trend and what you're feeling right now. So
they call that wokeness.
Yeah, they're throwing the law books right out the window. Unbelievable.
Well, here we see when you have President Trump tried in New York with a jury of 12 Democrats. Now, how, you know, is that a jury of his peers?
Well, how did his attorney allow that to go through? I mean, you know, they get to choose two juries.
No,
why did they?
No, because that's all they brought. No, it was so rigged. It was so corrupt. His attorneys had gag orders put on them. Again, that court, they had, that court was so corrupt. Like he said, his attorneys were told to shut up.
Oh, my. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And so, again, and here, to show you how corrupt the courts in New York are, the appeals court, the court of ethics, the panel of ethics said they didn't see anything that was unethical with Judge Merchan. How corrupt is that? I mean, unbelievably corrupt. Anyhow, we're going to stop right there, and we'll be back right after this. Be right back with more.
Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate.
the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close a bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
People love that song. They really do. And you know what, Wendy? When we first started playing that song, guess what?
What?
It wasn't too late, but it may not. It may be now. I don't know. But we've been playing that song for probably since about 2015, 2014 or 15, around that area, I believe it was. Maybe even sooner. And so, anyhow, that's what's going on there. You have a whole lot to talk about. You know what? I got to do this, though, before we get there. You know, normally we don't ever mention funding, you know, unless it's Pledge Week. We just wait to Pledge Week. But we're in a situation now where we can't really wait to Pledge Week. I have to tell the folks I don't like doing this because I know this is the, you know, times are tough for a whole lot of people out there. But the Bible says, ask and it'll be given. And so I got to tell the folks because it's very possible that we could be going off the station that you're listening to us on right now. You know, it's been... Recently, it's been very, very tough, especially about the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, actually, more than that, actually, it's been that way since probably, I would say, February.
Wow.
Anyhow, so, folks, we do need to hear from you. You can go to our website, wrwl.org, or to contribute, or you can just send us a donation at WRWL Ministries. That's WRWL Ministries. And the address is 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. Sperry. That's Sperry Road. Sperry. Sperry Road. Newberry. NEWBURY. NEWBURY. Ohio. 44065. That's Ohio 44065. I wouldn't bring this up unless if I didn't really have to. And again, I wouldn't want to go off the station you're listening to us on now. And I know a lot of people out there, you know, are listening to us in stations we went off of, like Atlanta and Denver and so on, and they're listening to us on the internet. We're still on those stations, you know, in those cities on the internet, and they listen to us on the internet. But a lot of the folks out there aren't on the internet. They don't have that. And
right.
We hear from them, and boy, they wish we were still on radio.
Well, I recently, a few days ago, sent you 360. Maybe somebody out there can match that.
All right, folks out there, can someone, if you can match Wendy's 360, let us know that you're matching Wendy's 360. We definitely do need it. And so I know it's been a tough year for you too, Wendy.
It's been kind of up and down. And I've heard this from a lot of business owners that I'm in contact with. You know, there's hiccups in the supply chain. A lot of stuff that isn't made here, we would import. It's hard to get now. So, I mean, it's been a kind of a challenge, you know, for the small business guy.
We find it very hard to believe when NBC, ABC, CNN keep trying to tell us the economy's great, right? They keep trying to...
I wonder if your listeners out there, we've got our attorney general's office. They have a small business division, and they're always emailing businesses in this state, in North Carolina, trying to find out how they're doing. They send you these little surveys to see how you're doing. But they don't really offer any solutions, which, you know, I don't know if they're just gleaning information and that's it, but I don't know if other states are doing the same thing to see how, you know, get a pulse on how small business is doing.
Well, Biden has offered you a solution. He says raise the taxes. That'll help, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the illegals need some money, right?
Yeah.
We just have the wrong people in office, and I think I told you when the election went down, and they said Biden was the winner. I said, you know, I always have found, you know, when I started paying attention to politics as a teenager in high school, you know, I always noticed when Democrats were in office, you know, it was a problem. I mean, I remember in line with my mom for gas on odd and even days, and this is all under Democrats, you know. So I said, they're a wrecking ball. That's what they do.
Well, you know, when they were in all, you know, we did, we always had a war to fight, or more than one war to fight, whenever the Democrats are in office. And remember that back in the days, remember when we had the civil rights marches, and it was the Democrats that were wanting the blacks to sit in the back of the bus and have certain water fountain. It was the Democrats, it was the Republicans that changed all of that. But, you know, people today, you got to give the fake news media credit for indoctrinating these and the university, these people there, they just don't get it. They have revisionist history there. But you and I remember very well. I grew up in those days. I remember. I was there when all that stuff was taking place.
Right.
And yet today, if you asked, you know, and especially if you ask these college kids, I'm just amazing how dumbed down they are. I'm just amazed at how dumbed down they are. But anyhow, you're not dumbed down. In fact, you're talking about, you want to tell us something about AI, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know how many of your listeners keep up with artificial intelligence, but there was a summit. So this is November 2023. The world leaders attended what was called the AI Summit. They pledged to keep close controls on AI's progress and to take steps to control AI and to protect people from, you know, AI. But according to Oxford, this has turned out to be an empty pledge. They're reporting that any steps were taken weren't implemented very well by the world leaders, and it was so woefully insufficient, they said. So the scientists at Oxford kind of found in the alarm that there are significant risks to AI, and agencies that should be implementing safeguards are not doing that. So this suggests that there are really no laws, protocols, countermeasures that should be in place to keep this learning technology in control of massive data from controlling world infrastructures and governments and even people. Oxford said this, 25 of the world's learning AI scientists say not enough is actually being done to protect us from the technology's risk. Stronger action must be taken now, end of quote. So after Summit 1, they had a second summit, Pastor. So a second AI summit was summoned. They had it in Seoul, Korea, in May of 2024. So here is where it was evident the world leaders who promised to be responsible at the first summit exhibited no responsibility. This research did get published in the May 2024 Journal of Science, and apparently the scientists are spoon-feeding these government control personnel what needs to be addressed to the world leaders. They're feeding it to the world leaders to avoid any guesswork and any humanitarian calamity. So the scientists are like, you know, just telling them, here's step by step what you got to implement. So Oxford said this, we've outlined urgent priorities our global leaders should immediately adopt in order to counteract current AI threat. So we already have threats, but you're not hearing about those. They go on to say, this is Philip Tan. He's a professor of engineering science at the University of Oxford. He said, we need action. Time is of the essence to go from vague protocols to concrete commitments that governments need to implement. And we have rapid AI progress, and the world's response to it is not on track. End of quote. So you've got machine learning, is what they call AI. The average person may not even recognize where the new age technology is moving into, but AI uses what is described as machine learning, and here is how that is actually defined. This is from the Pew Research Center. They said this in February 2023. They say AI uses machine learning to acquire knowledge. It uses analytic applications and then applies the knowledge by simulating human reasoning in order to make predictions, recommendations, or decisions, end of quote. So, Pastor, the scientists are saying AI doubles in knowledge every few hours and compared to humans acquiring a lifetime of knowledge. So that's how rapidly it's going, and I think you've even mentioned that before on your show.
Yeah, we have. We've played a lot. Elon Musk has warned several times about this. And
right. Yeah. So I'm going to get into something really interesting, because AI can, they say, acquire an equivalent of a lifetime of knowledge in a few minutes. And in addition, the computer scientists at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor are teaching AI to understand and use analogies. Do you understand why they're doing that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, so this is what Melanie Mitchell, she's computer science at the University of Michigan, she says, we are using a computer program which is designed to discover insightful analogies and to do so in a psychologically realistic way, end of quote. So why would you want to teach a computer about analogies? Well, according to Professor Mitchell, AI is not proficient in taking a learned method in one area and applying it or transferring it to another. So according to the University of Michigan researchers, analogy is the fundamental mechanism of thought and predicting the future. So in essence, what they're trying to accomplish is to give AI the ability of common sense or abstract thinking. Programming and logic can take cognitive ability just so far. Common sense pulls from many other examples or experiences to form decisions and highlights new outcomes. It also is the kind of cognitive ability that keeps you a step ahead using strategy, Pastor. Professor Mitchell goes on to say, AI will never be intelligent until it can do something uniquely human, making analogies. The mechanism of abstraction and analogy is key to what humans call understanding. Analogy is a way to stay cognitively flexible instead of behaving like a robot, end of quote. I think this is very dangerous thinking. What do you think, Pastor?
Well, it is, but remember those, the powers to be, and this goes all the way back to a fellow named Satan. Yeah. Was to remember what the Bible says, that God is not the author of confusion, but Satan is.
Right.
And create chaos.
Right.
Provide the solution, and that solution is control, huh?
Right. Well, the other thing is they want to push the envelope with AI. They say it needs a body, okay? So that's the other thought in the tech world, is that AI is going to need to have a body in order to fully understand. So currently, it is a controversial topic to make AI mobile, give it arms and legs, but science wants to see what will happen, and most likely this will become a reality unless regulations are in place to stop it. Professor Mitchell goes on to say, my intuition is that, yes, we will not be able to get a human-like analogy with AI without some kind of embodiment. Three-dimensional thinking is also required, so a set of eyes will be necessary, end of quote.
You don't suppose they'd want to set that thing up in a future temple in Israel, do you?
I was thinking that. Because what science seems to be attempting is to give AI not only intellect, but also a form of intelligence with the capacity to learn, reason, solve problems, all without emotion or introspective analysis. So they are mapping programs that will produce a robotic narcissist. And if this be the case, AI will be, well, it will become the largest control freak made of circuit boards and wires. So think global manipulation, gaslighting. It's going to become an artificial scaling up to a domination of humanity that has never been experienced before. So with humans, you can at least try to appeal to their good nature and consciousness, but with technology like this, there is no human-like feelings. There's no consciousness that is connected to God, and it would be like asking AI to repent. So if AI thinks and acts like a god, repentance isn't going to compute. So the Earth and all that are in it will revolve around AI. Humanity will be reduced to an object to be controlled. Now, Professor Philip Tom, engineer, science, University of Oxford, says this: the current research into AI safety is seriously lacking. We have an estimated 1 to 3% of AI research on safety. We do not have mechanisms or institutions in place to prevent misuse of recklessness of AI. We have no protections from autonomous systems that are capable of independently taking actions and pursuing its own goals. We have no worldwide governance over AI at all. End of quote. And I think there was a reported that their AI computer systems were like becoming a collective. They were becoming connected, and they were using their own language that the AI computer specialist had no idea what that was. They didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah, I know that. Then there was a real panic, and somehow what they had to do is they had to cut their power supply. Because they were in a real panic.
If AI is all that intelligence, don't you think they're going to figure a way around a power outage?
Oh yeah.
So giving these systems mobile bodies is going to make finding these systems harder to neutralize. And here's a list of the protections that are needed, according to the scientists, that have not yet been established. They say we need fast-acting expert institutions for AI oversight, and it needs to be funded and established. We also need policy plans nationally and globally. They said the U.S. AI Safety Institute has a budget of $10 million, but would need a budget like the FDA's $7 billion. Rigorous risk assessment with enforceable laws for consequences. Voluntary, unspecified models are not acceptable. They said all AI companies should be required to prioritize safety and demonstrate safety systems that won't cause harm, and this shifts blame to the AI developers. Implement mitigation standards incorporated with risk levels so that when AI attains a milestone, it will automatically trigger a set into place with new safety protocols and policies. They say licensing and development of AI systems need to be regulated by governments to keep all branches informed of these systems. Hacking protections also need to be in place, as well as the need for a robust state-level hackers if needed to neutralize AI, and also restricting all AI access in societal roles, like mandating controls and national security roles. So they need to be, sequestered away from those things. Now, University of Oxford said this: there is a very real chance that unchecked AI advancement could culminate in a large-scale loss of life and the biosphere and the marginalization or extinction of humanity, end of quote. That's quite a statement, Pastor. So a lot of people are saying we're in an AI revolution, but most people aren't recognizing it.
So recently there was this publication called Everything You Needed to Know About, and it was published an entire issue on AI in their May 2024 issue. The report talked about AI as a great invention that will help with healthcare and other sectors of society, but they also concluded with a section titled The Darker Side of AI, and that was huge, Pastor. So the publication described AI as a double-edged sword. They said there are concerns that AI computers are clustering, sharing information, writing their own language code that none of the creators of AI know anything about. They sounded the alarm that man is behind the eight ball with putting regulations in place and changes to the work environment, and loss of jobs were mentioned. However, that was the least of the worries unchecked AI could bring. The growing anxiety and fear with the AI is really brewing, as you mentioned, amongst the people that helped develop it. It's unreal. So we can see on the horizon that the creators of AI really won't trust it, if you think about that. And the report even vented concerns that AI could empower wrongdoing, risking human society to chaos, like you pointed out, chaos. So serious ethical concerns were expressed throughout the report. They said the fear that man will not be able to control AI is apparently real when good algorithms go bad. They said AI may soon have the capacity to transform wars and biological weapons, and some of our world will soon change, and they had a list of the things that would change. They said housing and construction, healthcare, PR and the media, agriculture, employment, finances, including banking and investments, modern business in general, travel, copyrights and trademarks. They asked the question, AI-generated versus human work. Think about that. Music industry, companionship, law enforcement and legal system, politics, literature and history, and privacy and rights. So that was just a short list. So there's really no corner of humanity that's not going to be impacted by a smarter, faster, super strong, mobile AI police force. And ironically, those who crafted the circuit boards and wrote the algorithm programs which created AI may soon find themselves as enslaved miners digging up the precious metals the AI taskmasters need to remain in power. Well, to see how negligent the technology sector has been, and the regulating governments have been negligent, these agencies have been negligent. Here's an expert on AI. Let me read you this one quote. This is Stuart Russell. He's a professor of computer science, University of California at Berkeley. He's also the author of the World Standard Textbook on AI. He said this, "It's time to get serious about advanced AI systems. These are not toys. Increasing their capacities and capabilities before we understand how to make them safe is utterly reckless. Companies will complain that it's too hard to satisfy these regulations, that the regulations will stifle innovation." He said, that's ridiculous. There are more regulations on sandwich shops than there are on AI companies, end of quote. Sandwich shops, Pastor. And, as the Bible says in 2 Timothy, this also know that in the last days perilous times shall come, right?
Yeah, they're here, and like you said, too, in Daniel chapter 12, it tells you that knowledge will be increased, you know.
Right.
We're seeing that. I mean, like you said, it's every couple of minutes now.
Right.
It's happening. And so I watched it, Cromer, the pastor does all the...
Billy Crone?
Crone, yeah. He was doing a study on the AI on there, and they had this robot. It was a robot, and they were asking this robot, what is your goal? And the robot was saying that we will replace humans. We are humans are obsolete. And right. It was telling you right there, this is what's happening.
Well, right, and it kind of highlights Matthew 24, verse 22, where it says, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, right? But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So, yeah, so if A-type, we've seen a lot of movies kind of almost predict this kind of nonsense. iRobot and that movie Keanu Reeves was in. It's almost like they predicted this in advance that, robots would be ruling mankind in the end, kind of thing.
Yep, artificial intelligence. But we got to tell you, we got to tell the folks about Apothecary Herbs and thepowerherbs.com. And so, in your catalog that you have, Wendy, some of the best natural herbs money can buy out there. Real medicine. Real medicine is there to cure the problem, not to treat the symptoms, isn't it?
Well, if you look at some of the herbs, the medicinal herbs, they're really packed with nutrition, minerals especially, so and enzymes, and these are the building blocks for the body to function, the metabolism to work. So if your body's trying to restore and to heal itself, it needs fuel. It needs those elements. So this is why God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, because he created them to be bridging the gap where we have a glut or a lack of nutrition in the system. So I have found them to be God's miracles, really. It's amazing what you can do once you have, simple nutrition like that that is balanced and it's in a organic source. But we are having a Father's Day sale. We just started our Father's Day sale, and it runs through the 17th of June, and it's 20% off. We have details on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. Or if people would like to call, they can call at 866-229-3663. Do offer a free product catalog, as you mentioned.
All righty, very good. We're going to be going to a break here, but then on the other side, we're going to be playing a clip. It's a very, very interesting clip, and this talks about the Chinese and their war on our DNA. And it's very, very interesting. So if you want to stick around and listen, I think you'd be very interested in this.
Yeah, you can stick around.
Yeah, very good. So just you and me tonight. You might even go the whole route. Who knows?
I will do me best. I will do me best, Pastor.
All righty, there you go. So, folks, while that's happening, I want to remind you again one more time that we definitely need to hear from you. Things are very, very slow, and I really don't want to go off any more station. I don't want to get any more letters from folks saying, well, I wish I'd have known. I wish that, I just had the guy today. He said, I've been listening to you for a long time. He called me wanting to know how he could send, and he says, I'm not on the internet. And so he said, what I do is I get a money order, and that's how I want to send it to you. So, folks, we do need to hear from you if you're going to continue to hear from us. And, when it's in times like this, and boy, like Trump said, if we don't get people in there pretty soon, and they're trying to knock off. They're going after Alex Jones. They're trying to get him off. They want to try to shut him down. And they've been wanting to shut us down here for years. And so, folks, it would be an absolute crime if we went off because of non-support in times like this when our voices, we don't compromise. We stand our ground. And we'll tell you what the opposition is doing out there. Even if it means we go to jail for doing it, we'll do it, okay? We're committed to the cause of Christ, period. No compromise. In 50 years, we've never compromised. Not one time have we ever backed down. But we need to hear from you to continue. So we'll be back right after this with some more very interesting messages. So don't go away. Be right back. Here we go.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.